Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, sorry, I'm still basking in that Chris Trapasso named a guy I'd never heard of. Not to give myself too much credit, but I mean, I'm in there every day looking for these drafts, right? What you can do, you get to that last round and you don't really have to care who the running back is, who the player is, just like when he was drafted. I mean, if he was drafted on first 2 days, he's not sitting there probably in the last round. It's a matter of who have you drafted already? And is there somebody that either plays for the team you've been drafting the most, or even not, I don't want to go all into it, but plays against the team you've been drafting the most at the end of the season, week 17, really. Like, that's what you're trying to find. So I'm looking for anybody. I've drafted all these. Ja'Cory, Kroski, Merritt, we're like best friends. I mean, that's a pretty obscure name, but I knew the story about what happened in his college career, and I told Chris, a lot of times I've heard the same point, which is, you know, again, like if he makes the Commanders, look out, because he's super talented. That was this year at running back in the draft, and I really, you know, for at least talk show purposes, TSPs, wish the Bills had picked one of these guys just so we could play with it. Anyway, Corey Kiner, I had to look it up. I went into the ship chasing Discord. I'm like, you guys, just so you know, Trapasso mentioned this name. And I'm getting some responses to that. One being, there is a very, very, very small but vocal Kiner hive. Love that. Kiner was the film bro darling sleeper during draft season. And, you know, San Francisco people are making that point too. How if he gets on the field, look out. All right. 803-0550 if you want to call in. Just saw that the Atlanta Falcons have announced, this is uniform week, I guess, around the NFL, throwback uniforms and tweaks and different things. Nothing from the Bills, as far as I know, except fans coming up with ideas. Atlanta is going to wear red helmets for their game against the Bills. That's a Monday night game in week 6. And it's almost unwatchable if they don't. The difference, the Bills can do either thing with their helmets, whatever. They look great. The uniforms are great. They're classic. Red helmets, white helmets, do what you think is right. They still look great. The Falcons go from kind of horrible to cool by switching from black helmets to red helmets, I think. Black helmets, black jerseys, just don't waste my time. But the reds are sharp. So now you'll want to watch the Bills play Atlanta on Monday Night Football in week 6 because they'll be wearing their reds. The Falcons will be wearing their reds. The Bills will not be. That'll be a sharp-looking game now. I'm big on the combination. The two teams together, what do they look like together? Because, like, Kansas City, I think that's a great uniform, especially the whites. But even the Chiefs in red, that visual at Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City in its home red jerseys and helmets, it always looks good. When they play the Bengals, and the Bengals walk in with orange and stripes, and just it's very clashy. So you take what should be a good game to watch and make it brutal by putting red next to orange. I mean, just never do that. Chiefs and Raiders is great. Chiefs and Broncos can be terrible. Bengals, get out of here. Bengals don't really look good against anybody, playing against anybody. So there are some great combinations. And that Bills-Falcons game will look pretty good with the Falcons in red. What is going to happen to Kirk Cousins? Is he just, like I mentioned, in the conversation with Chris Trapasso, Jameis Winston, who, like Cousins, does not have to be an NFL starter at this point. Doesn't have to be, could be. We're at a point in the league, this will be fun to talk about maybe tomorrow or something, how so many teams are either all set at quarterback, like ours, or they think they might be. They're not at a point, like the Bears, they're not at a point where they're thinking about a change. They just don't really know yet what they have. There are half dozen or more teams like that. A lot of teams are good. The guys, Prescott in Dallas, you know, somebody that's not on the most elite tier, but he's got the contract. There's no question about it. Somebody like that. There's just no question about it. Justin Herbert. You know, I mean, even Purdy now is this. Bo Nix, playoff quarterback, first year. Good numbers. He's in. Probably he's just like in. This is a lot of teams. There are a few that are nowhere. And it's been an offseason where only a few of those teams wanted to bother to look up somebody new. The Giants did. What the Giants did is sign Winston, and then I think Russell Wilson. I think that was the order. And then they drafted Jackson Dart in a trade-up in round one. Like, they just made sure. And really, they don't need all three of them. And they're going to keep Jackson Dart, and they're probably going to keep Russell Wilson. So they really don't need Winston. And Cousins was kind of left out. Like, that could have been Pittsburgh or Cleveland. He was owed, I think it was, $10 million on a certain date. And then the Falcons just ate that. And maybe they were going to trade him after that. And then that still hasn't happened. So I don't know what happens there. Like, maybe he doesn't need to start either. But he's somebody that, you know, has played a long time and is probably an upgrade for how many teams? 5, 6, 7, 8 teams, maybe he'd be an upgrade. They're just not all in the circumstances where they would necessarily want to do it. And Pittsburgh found someone else. Cleveland found someone else that was cheaper. And maybe they're tanking. The Giants found someone else. The Saints are weird doing what they're doing. Maybe these teams are all sort of eyeing next year's draft already. Let's get Michael in. Hi, Michael.
Hello. I would like to talk about Kirk Cousins. I don't know why he's the backup for the Atlanta Falcons. It's the stupidest thing since the World War.
What?
Hey.
Okay. I wanted to talk about Kirk Cousins because, like, I'm at work. Otherwise, I really don't really see why you wanted to, but okay. Maybe I missed something. Mike Schoep here. Bulldog is off today. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.